BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
What are you doing?
Yeah, much better.
Is that how Robert asks you to arrange them?
What do you mean?
By colour.
Well, what's wrong with that?
How are people meant to find a book that way?
By using their eyes. I mean, Robert said that the library had got into a bit of a jumble and...
Could you put them back in order? Alphabetical order?
But he didn't say that.
He did, Khalil.
Well, I didn't want to do it anyway.
It's your own fault for lying around the place moaning how bored you are.
Of course I'm bored, Zainab. It's the school holidays, and I can't even be in my own house.
Nor can I.
I still haven't got a new tablet.
Same with my laptop. It's just I don't make a fuss about it.
Oh, I don't care how bored I am. I didn't want to become their librarian.
Robert thought he was doing you a favour.
A favour?
By giving you something to occupy your time.
So, Khalil, how are you getting on?
Told
you. Not what you were expecting, Robert.
I think... Well, maybe I wasn't clear enough.
Sounded perfectly clear to me.
I'll tell you what, shall I give you a hand?
Yes, please.
Yeah, we'll soon get it done. Oh. And when we've finished, maybe you'd like to help me feed the llamas?
Mm, yeah.
Just thought I'd pop in, wish you all the best.
Oh, thanks, Clavey.
As it's your first day open again.
Thank goodness.
And the shop, too.
Yeah, Anya's really pleased.
Hopefully by the end of the week the old place will be back to normal.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Don't know what I'm going to be doing in the meantime. Farm work, I expect.
I am so pleased to be back serving customers again.
Oh, I bet you are, Emma. At my age, this deep cleaning and all the other stuff they've been finding for us to do, it's really taken it out of me.
And I tell you who's very happy we're back to normal.
Who?
Chelsea.
Oh, right.
There are lots of things she'd rather be doing than cleaning.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, and you haven't heard yet. Kira's had a letter from George.
George wrote a letter?
Yeah, only a short one, just a page, really. But
a proper letter? Well, that's good.
It is, yeah. It's great.
What'd he say?
Not much, just the fact, really, that...
He'd done it at all.
He still hasn't been in touch with me.
Well...
Or read or will.
No, but it's a start, lovey.
Oh, this is looking more like it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we just need the customers now.
Everyone's really pulled together to get to this moment. You should be pleased.
I really am.
Oh, and Clary, just the woman I wanted to see. Helen and I have been talking. Now, obviously, we're still waiting on the all clear for the dairy.
Yeah.
So with a deep clean done, we're a bit light on work for you and Susan.
You're not going to lay us off, are you, Natasha?
What?
Unpaid leave or something?
No. Oh, no, nothing like that, no. What we thought, for the next couple of days, Susan can help Tom with the planting. He's got to get the parsnips and beetroot in.
OK.
And she can do the pea plants and sweet peas.
So what about me?
We thought you could help with some of the baking.
In here?
If that's all right, with you both.
Yeah, of course.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
We thought that was the best way round, as you're the older one. Right, let's go and check what Chelsea's doing around the back.
Oh, Clary, your face.
What do you mean by that?
You did say you was feeling your age.
Yeah, but I wasn't looking for no favours.
No, of course you wasn't.
Susan? Well, she ain't no spring chicken.
Never mind. Come on, let's get you up to speed with the kitchen.
How are you doing, Constanza, eh?
Obviously, there's not much grass at this time of year.
Yeah, I guess not.
So their main feed is hay, which we buy from Grange Farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we give them a pellet supplement to make sure they're getting all their vitamins and minerals.
Robert?
Yeah?
I think you need to take a look at this.
Right, Alistair. One flat white.
Oh, thank you.
And your croissant.
Lovely.
Hope you enjoy it.
Oh, sure I will. Emma, I've been meaning to ask, have things been settled now with your parish council role?
Oh, no, I still ain't heard one way or the other.
Really? Seems ages since the complaint.
It is. More than 2 months.
And you've been in limbo all this time?
Well, it always takes ages, apparently.
Oh. I hope they take into account the impossible situation you were in.
Thanks, Alistair.
Ah, sure, it'll be fine.
We'll see.
Good to see the place open again.
Yeah,
get the customers back in.
Yeah. Let's be honest, you're the first this morning.
Well, actually, I only knew you were reopening because I saw Tom fixing a sign at the farm entrance.
Oh, he's done that, has he? Good.
So, thought I'd give you some support.
And we really appreciate it. Natasha's put announcements on the website and socials, but obviously it's going to take a little while for word to get round.
Yeah.
Still, people really value the tea room. I'm sure once they know, they'll come flocking back.
Hmm.
Don't you think?
Well, yeah, but...
Well, go on.
If I'm honest, Emma, the biohazard mats aren't the most welcoming sights.
Oh.
I mean, there's one at the door to the shop as well.
Yeah.
And I hope you don't mind me saying, but there's a very strong smell of disinfectant.
In here?
Everywhere.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure they'll only be temporary. In a few days, I expect it'll be... Oh, sorry, I'd better take that.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll leave you to it.
Alistair Lloyd?
Alistair, it's Robert Snell.
What can I do for you, Robert?
It's Constanza. Seems to have had some sort of accident.
Yes?
Yes, it's one of her forelegs. I can see blood.
One lemon drizzle cake. Oh, I think you ought to try a little corner just to make sure it's... You all right, Emma?
Alistair just said it smells in here.
What?
Of disinfectant. Everywhere, he said.
Oh, dear.
Didn't know where to put myself.
He might have a point, though.
Oh, thanks, Clary.
No, I mean... We've practically been swimming in cleaning products this past week. I reckon none of us can detect it no more.
What, you mean we've got acclimatised?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's no good, is it? No one's going to want to eat in here if it smells like a bathroom.
How about getting some herbs from the forest garden?
Herbs?
We could put nice bunches in jars on each table.
Well, that might help, I suppose.
I'm happy to go and pick some.
Is there going to be much at this time of year?
Well, there's plenty of rosemary. Thyme, too.
Sorry to be a nuisance. Do you think you could put these in takeaway containers for me?
Okay. Don't suppose it's much fun being the only one in here?
No, it's not that.
With the smell and all?
I've just got to attend a minor emergency.
I'm so grateful you could come so quickly.
Well, I was only at Bridge Farm.
Well, I hope we didn't drag you away from any important work.
No, just a coffee and a pastry.
Oh, is the tea room open again, then?
This morning.
I must go and give them some custom.
Well, they'd certainly appreciate it. Are you okay to hold Constanza?
Yes, of course.
I could do that.
No, it's best if it's the owner. She knows Robert. Keep her on a tight rein.
Yeah, right you are.
She knows me too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, a bit. Yes, it was Khalil who first noticed the injury.
Oh, well done.
It was nothing.
I didn't want to panic. It's not like she was losing a lot of blood, but I thought I should call
you. No, it's more of a graze than a cut.
We think she did it on that gravel bit.
But you did the right thing calling me, Robert. Llamas are hardy creatures. They've got a tough skin. Yeah, good barrier. But once it's broken, microorganisms can get in.
Yeah, well, we don't want that.
So if it's not treated, it could get infected.
Yeah. What are you going to do, Alistair?
Well, first, I'm going to wash the wound with saline solution.
Can I see?
Yeah, if that's all right with Robert.
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome.
Make sure you stand at her side, though, Khalil.
Yeah, okay, right.
Llamas can spit or bite.
Yes, I can vouch for that. I've even been kicked once or twice over the years.
Here we go, then.
Oh, wow.
All right, I told you. Yes, it's all right, Constanza. Alistair's only trying to help.
Yeah, that's looking good.
How's she doing?
Oi, don't come too close, Zena.
No danger of that.
Now, she's getting good treatment.
I'm going to apply some antibiotic ointment now.
Thanks to Alistair here.
Nice tight hold.
And your brother's sharp eyes.
So this will greatly reduce the risk of infection.
Oh, dear. Yeah, llamas can do that. It's well known.
You're an expert now, are you?
Nearly done, girl.
Yeah, doesn't need a bandage or anything. It'll form a scab naturally.
Yeah. You sure?
It's nature's dressing.
Yes, well, you know best.
Right. I'll be back in a minute.
What a team.
Oh, yeah? The way you stood and watched. Major contribution.
Well, it was me who saw the cut in the first place.
I think Robert might have noticed it without you.
No, to be fair, your brother does seem to have an affinity with animals.
See?
And you obviously like being outdoors.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Well, where does that come from, do you think?
I don't know, really.
Have you always been that way?
Pretty much, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like being cooped up, that's for sure. And nature, animals, they don't ask any questions. Do you know what I mean?
I certainly do.
Well, I couldn't do a job in an office or anything like that. And I don't really like school much either.
Oh. Well, I think you deserve a thank you for your prompt action today. In fact, there's something we could do that might be just your sort of thing.
Where's Chelsea?
I sent her home.
Fair enough.
No point both of us hanging around. It's not like we're suddenly going to get a coach party turning up, is it?
Yeah. I think you might as well close up, Emma.
Okay.
Oh, did Clary do these?
Yeah.
Well, she's covered the bases, hasn't she? Fruit loaf, chocolate cake, lemon drizzle.
Yeah, shame they've barely been touched.
Oh, and these herbs look great.
Yeah, that was Clary's idea.
Rosemary and... What's this?
Winter savoury.
Oh, nice touch.
Yeah. But a few twigs aren't going to get rid of the smell or bring the punters back in.
It'll take a while for word to get round. I'm sure it'll pick up soon.
No offence, Natasha, but I've heard that so many times today. I've said it myself as well.
It is true, though. And remember, today's only been the first day. Publicity's barely got going yet.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. We'll come in fresh tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Oh, I've just been admiring your cakes, Clary.
Have you?
Yeah, I think I might have a slice myself.
Clary, what's up?
Helen's just heard back from the lab.
With the test results?
Yeah.
And?
We failed.
Are you sure?
She showed me. Unsatisfactory.
How can that be?
Well, so that's what it said.
Oh.
But what does that mean? We've got to clean some bits again?
No, not some bits. All of it.
Everything?
That'll take days.
But we worked so hard.
Not hard enough, it looks like.
How could we have done more?
I know, Emma. But we can't argue with the results, can we?
This is awful.
You're telling me. Right back to square one.